Sin is pictured in many different ways in the Bible, as rebellion against God, as perversion, bending or twisting things away from what God intended, as falling short of the glory God intended, as pollution, something that defiles or makes us dirty, as missing the mark or target that God had in mind, and of course, as violating or failing to conform to the law of God. And it is the latter that the Westminster Shorter Catechism focused on when seeking to state a very succinct and yet complete definition of sin. Sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. Now, when we hear that, though, that has a tendency, it sounds kind of incomplete to us, or maybe even a little bit pinched. But you have to remember what Jesus taught us about the law of God. When asked what was the greatest commandment in the law, which is another way of asking what is the heart of the law, what is the law really about, Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments," said Jesus, "hang all the law and the prophets." That's in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Now, what Jesus is teaching us, and what he says the law is teaching us, is that sin, before its rebellion or perversion or defilement or falling short or missing the mark, before it is anything else, it is a failure to render love that was due and owing in the moment to God and to others. When we look at life from the biblical perspective, we realize that we come into existence already owing God to love him with all we are and all we have. We owe him that by virtue of creation. He made us in his own image. He blessed us. He freely gave us life. He called us to rule the earth in his name. All of these things were given to us free and up front. And now he has sent his son to die and to rise from the dead to restore us to all of that. And so we are born with this obligation to love God with all we are and all we have. And we're also born with the obligation to love others who also bear God's image as we love ourselves. And life, from the biblical perspective, is a series of situations, just a rolling series of situations in which love to God and love to others becomes due and owing in countless different ways. And the key with love debt is not to avoid it, because that is impossible. As Paul tells us in Romans chapter 13, he says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves has fulfilled the law." So love is the only debt that's good. Love is the only debt that's inescapable. Love is the only debt we were actually created for. So love is a debt you can pay, but you can never pay off, because it was never intended to be paid off. It's intended to be an ongoing, glorious obligation. The key with love debt is to be timely, to pay it on time, to pay it when it is due and owing. And so, once a moment is passed, the opportunity to render love that was due and owing in that moment is gone forever. Now, we can render love in the next moment, perhaps by asking forgiveness to have rendered love that was due and owing in the first moment. But what we can never do is go back and render the love that was due and owing in that moment. And this is how we each and we as a race came to have a mountain of sin debt. You know, we hear about that, we have this debt, and Jesus pays our debt of sin, and we don't often ask exactly what is the debt of sin. Well, this is the debt of sin. It is the debt of love due and owing to God and one another that was never paid. And it's piled up ever since the Garden of Eden. Christ died and paid that debt. And now, as Christians, he is sanctifying us by his Spirit. He is taking us step by step toward the time when, in the resurrection of life, we will live as he lives. We will live as we were meant to live. We will live forever joyfully rendering the love to God and one another that each moment calls for. And when you see it in this light, you recognize that the Westminster Shorter Catechism is exactly right. Sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God that teaches about loving God and loving one another.